You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I'm Megan Brady, and you're listening to Galloping Getaways for Thursday, December 26th. As always, we are on Horses in the Morning every fourth Thursday of the month and cover everything equestrian travel, brought to you by the Equestrian Travel Association. Good morning, horse world.
Ride away with us on this special monthly equestrian travel episode, brought to you by the Equestrian Travel Association.
Coming up on today's show, we're excited to have special guest Marina Cremery from Echo Valley Ranch and Spa. Join us as we dive into the unique experiences of stunning destination has to offer. Marina will share insights about the ranch's exceptional equestrian programs, the breathtaking landscapes of British Columbia, and the luxurious amenities that make Echo Valley a must visit for horse lovers and wellness enthusiasts alike. We'll explore the perfect blend of adventure and relaxation and how guests can immerse themselves in the tranquil beauty of nature. Don't miss this inspiring conversation that will surely speak to your wanderlust and love for horseback riding.
Well, we're back, and of course, this is the travel episode. We're here the fourth Thursday of every month, and poor Megan has a cold like half of my other hosts. Everybody's sick right now.
I know.
It really is. I mean, it really has been going around. But you did the interview already, which we're going to play here shortly, and you got through it. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yes, I'm dealing with week four of this, so I'm over
it. Oh, my gosh. And you've been traveling, right? Working?
Yep. I'm traveling, working. I'm here in Florida for a couple days, and I was just, I've been traveling a lot lately. So I'm looking forward. I get to have a break between the holidays, so I'm looking forward to it.
I don't think we've talked a lot about the other thing you do other than the travel is you actually do other work. So talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah. So I am an equine body worker by trade. I've been doing it for 20 years and I live in Middleburg, Virginia and have, a thriving business there. And then I come down to Wellington, Florida and work on all the performance horses down here for the winter. So
what kind of work do you do?
So mostly I do a lot of myofascial release, cranial sacral, nerve release, structural integration. I don't really do a lot of sports massage, but I can. I'm certified in the Masterson method, acupressure. So I have a lot of certifications underneath my belt. So
it's been a
wonderful career. I'm very happy.
Between that and travel, I mean,
Yeah, I get to travel on both ends. Yeah.
In the winter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, exactly. We have a good guest coming up today in a part of the world that is so beautiful. I've been to Canada twice, I think. Mm-hmm. And, I've been on the East Coast. I haven't been on the West Coast. And one of my bucket list thing is Calgary. I want to see the Stampede. And we've been invited to come up and cover the Stampede. And I've just never done it. And I really have to. Go to the Stampede. Because it just looks like a blast. It really does. So who are we talking to?
So we're talking to Marina Cremery from Echo Valley Ranch. She is the manager there. And so, they just joined the Equestrian Travel Association as a gold member. So they just have the highest standards of horse care and customer service. So I'm just thrilled to have her on today. Hi, Marina. Well, it's so wonderful to have you on Galloping Getaways. I'm so excited to talk to you and learn all about Echo Valley Ranch and Spa. So tell us a little bit about Echo Valley Ranch and what makes it unique in the equestrian travel landscape.
Hi, Megan. Thank you very much for having me. Yes, with pleasure. So Echo Valley is located very remote and we are surrounded by beautiful nature. It's really an amazing and a great place to relax, to recharge, and just to explore. Beside our horse harmony, which is our most popular activity and guests can ride daily if they wish, we offer many other activities and we have a great spa. So there is something for everyone and even people who don't like to ride or are not able to ride, they can spend time with the horses without being in the saddle. Or, as I said, they can choose another activity or just hang around and relax here.
Awesome. So it's definitely a place for all kind of family members. You know, like I know if I want to come, you know, if my husband came with me, he's not going to want to ride. So there's plenty to do for everybody.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Especially awesome. For the men, we have really fun adventurous activities. Yeah.
Awesome. So what inspired you to join the team at Echo Valley and what is your role there?
So I am the current operations manager at Echo Valley Ranch. Mm-hmm. And so I'm from Europe. And when I was looking for a place to work in Canada for a season, I was looking for a place out in nature because I really love to spend time in nature and be around animals. And what was most important for me is to find a place where the animals are treated with respect. So I don't want to work somewhere where the horses are treated like a sport gear and people just hop on them and run around in the woods. That's mm-hmm. not what I would say, in my opinion, is a nice way to treat the horses. So that was kind of the most important thing for me to find. And when I read about the Horse Harmony program at Echo Valley, I was like, yeah, that's the place where I would like to be.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about your Horse Harmony program.
So the idea of the Horse Harmony program, as I said, it's that we don't treat the horse like a sport gear. So if people come here, we want to encourage them to get a connection with the horse and to honor them as a living being. So we do the groundwork before we start and go on the rides with them. We start in the arena. We do some lessons how to lead a horse, do some exercise to teach the guests how to communicate with the horse. Mm-hmm. And after these lessons on the ground, we do a short introduction in riding, and then we go out on the trail. So that's the Horse Harmony program. Yeah.
That's great. So each guest gets their, you know, own horse, and then they build a kind of relationship with that horse over the week, or how does that work?
Yes. So if they ride several times, they can have the same horse all the time. That's right. What it's the same for everyone the first time is that we do this groundwork and get this connection with the horse.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's so important. I know we kind of lose that in our day-to-day life with horses sometimes, especially in the sport world.
Yes. So and they're so, sorry.
No, go ahead.
They're so beautiful souls. And if you take your time to connect with them, that's more relaxing than anything else.
Absolutely.
And also when we go on the trails, it's not that it's just an easy, relaxing, nice walk through the woods to really enjoy nature and connect with nature and the horse.
Oh, that's wonderful. So how does Echo Valley cater to different riding levels, you know, from beginners or to somebody who's never been on a horse to maybe more advanced riders?
With the idea behind Horse Harmony, it's not so much about the riding level actually, but through all this groundwork we do and the introduction with riding, so even someone who has never been on the horse or maybe even is afraid of horses, it's a great way to start, to connect and to get a feeling for the horse. And for the advanced riders, I guess it's a different experience. For them, it's also more, I really enjoy the animal, enjoy the nature, the beautiful setting out here. Mm-hmm. For me as an experienced rider, if I go somewhere, I don't expect to do fancy, exercises with a horse. So if I travel to Canada, like that's my opinion. I want to experience the nature, the surrounding and be able to ride with a horse. So then I guess it's not really about them do fancy exercising as an advanced rider. It's also for them enjoy the setting and the surrounding.
Yeah, I agree with that because, you know, I have my own horse, I compete. And so when I go on different vacations or day trips, like at your ranch, you know, I don't want to think about it. You know, I just want to go and enjoy nature and the animal that I'm with. And so I think that's just wonderful that that's how you offer the Horse Harmony program. So
exactly.
I know that Echo Valley Ranch is known for its stunning landscape and geography. Can you describe some of the best features of the ranch?
Yes. So we are located within beautiful nature, as you said, and we are surrounded by four distinct geographic regions. So we have the Marble Mountains. We have the Fraser Canyon, also known as the Grand Canyon of the North. We have the forest, the boreal forest, and the grassland, and it's all on the Cariboo Plateau. And all our activities give the guests the opportunity to explore these beautiful surroundings. And there are most of the guests, they say, spending time here at Echo Valley is one of the highlights in their Canada vacation to explore this nature. And for me, I always say, if you really want to experience Canada, you rather spend a few days at EVR than traveling in a rush a big distance. Because if you spend time here, you really see the wide open space from Canada and the woods and the mountains and just take this nature into you. So I really recommend rather spend a few days here than just traveling through.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And I really hope to visit you guys in the summer of 25. I'm very excited about that. What can guests expect from their stay at Echo Valley, both in terms of accommodations and activities? And I know you've mentioned that you offer other activities besides horseback riding. And I know you have a spa, which is very intriguing to me. So can you describe other activities and what, you know, accommodations you have for the guests?
Yes. So I guess what's unique about us, we are not a usual hotel or ranch, kind of you come and get your key and just look for yourself. What our idea is, we want to make the guests feel like home, and the guests, they come as guests, but they leave as friends. So that's, I guess, in these days, a really special experience to have this. And we offer from rooms to little cabins, so you can either have a nice room with a nice view, or you can have a little cabin for yourself with a living room. So we have very different options with the accommodation. And about the activities, so beside the horse harmony and the trail rides, we offer fly fishing. We have our own fishing ponds with trout in there, and we do catch and release. So the guests can get a introductory lesson how to fish, like how to do the fly fishing, mm-hmm. and then just practice by themselves. And then we do hiking. We have so many different trails, so it's for every level, something between half an hour to 2 hours or even longer. We do really nice e-bikes, but if you prefer to make some exercise, you can also go without the power assistance and just go on a bike ride. We do survival spirit. That's a nice hike in the woods where our guide explains how to survive in case you get lost in the woods. Really good information, yeah. Nice thing to do. We have marksmanship. You have the chance to shoot with 3 different guns. I would say especially for European guests, I guess someone from America, most of them, they have their own guns. But if you come from Europe and you're not used to shoot big guns, it's a really fun experience. We do archery. And our great spa, as you said, we have a great spa menu, and it's a mix between Western spa and Thai spa. And then we have also yoga in the morning, what we offer.
Oh, that sounds incredible. That sounds incredible. And typically, do guests stay a week when they come, or shorter or longer?
So we have a minimum stay of 2 nights, but I really recommend longer, at least 3 days. If they have the chance to stay longer, it's worth to stay up to 5-6 days, because there are so many activities. And if you don't want to just pack all in 1 or 2 days and have a stress to do all the activities, then just take some more time and spend it here. And even if you don't do any activities, it's so nice to just hang around in these beautiful ranch facilities. We have an indoor pool, we have a sauna, we have a gym. So it's always something you can do, or just go and see the horses or cuddle our dogs. We have 2 beautiful dogs. They are so lovely. We have funny cats. So we have a game room. We have a pool billiard table, shuffleboard.
Wow. Yeah.
Lots
it
to
sounds
do.
Like my dream, because you combine horses with a spa. Oh my gosh, I'm there. So how do you ensure a personalized experience for the guests who come to the ranch? You know, because I know, you know, maybe what I would want is not what you would want from a vacation, or what, you know, what relaxes me might not relax Glenn. So how are you able to personalize each experience for everyone?
So our activities and the spa, we are really flexible and we do it on demand. So there is no need for pre-booking. When the guests arrive here, our check-in procedure is more or less only planning the activities, actually. Mm-hmm. So not a lot of paperwork to do. We just talk about all the activities, what the guests would like to do, when their preferred time would be. And then I try to schedule them as personalized as possible. Yeah, and then we plan their day. And day by day, we plan the activities. And we are really flexible and try to customize the stay.
Oh, that's great.
Accommodate all the wishes or the demands.
That's awesome. So I know this is really important to a lot of our guests or a lot of our listeners. Sorry. Can you share how Echo Valley Ranch engages with the local community and promotes sustainability in your community?
Mm-hmm. So as we are really remote, so we are 1 hour away from the next little town. So it's not really a community out here. We have some neighbors, but they also live far apart. But I guess what we do out here, if someone needs help, we help out each other. I guess that's how we can survive out here. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would be hard. So, neighbors stick together and help each other. We also support local groups and nonprofit organizations with donations for their fundraising events and for the sustainability. So we offer farm to tables. We have a nice big vegetable garden in the greenhouse or whatever we can grow out here. We do ourselves. We buy all the other supplies from local suppliers where possible. We try to avoid plastic packaging. We do recycling where we can. And we ask our guests to help in the sustainability. So we leave a note or we have a note in the room what they can also support or do for the sustainability.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So speaking of, I know your guys are very remote where you are. How does one get to you? Like where, if I was going to come, I'm in the United States, where would I fly into?
There are various possibilities. So you could, you could fly to Vancouver and do the drive up from Vancouver, or you can take an inland flight to Kamloops and either take a car from there, or we even offer Kamloops transfer. So we pick you up there and bring you back. Okay. Yeah, and then it's from Kamloops, it's about 2.5-3 hour drive. And when you reach Clinton, it's a little town from there. It's about 50 kilometer out here. The first part is paved road, and then we have 33 kilometers gravel road, really nice. Even the drive out here is an adventure, but the road is maintained. And even there you have the chance to see wildlife on the way out. And it's a really nice drive out here. But either you drive from Vancouver or you fly to or another little inland airport and drive from there.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. So you are able to provide some transportation from the airport to the ranch.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. That's awesome. So speaking of wildlife, what kind of wildlife can I expect to see when I'm there?
So we have in the spring, summertime, when they not hibernate, a lot of black bears you can see. Mm-hmm. We have moose, but they are hard to catch, but you can, and it's really nice. Yeah, we have a lot of moose out here. We have deers. They like to come in the evening around all the cabins here and eat the grass. We have bald eagles from time to time because they like to hang around our fishing ponds. We have, let me think, we have cougars, we have wolves, hard to see, but they are around, coyotes. Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm on Google Maps now looking at it, and you're right. It's very pretty and very remote. Mm-hmm. You won't have to worry about neighbors. It's so pretty with the mountains, though.
Yeah. I'm excited to come visit. I'm excited. So what are some exciting future plans or developments for Echo Valley Ranch that you can share with us?
So we're currently working with and for Indigenous communities, and we foresee being in a position to offer an authentic Indigenous experience in the future. This is something the owner is working on. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very, very cool. So how long have you been at the ranch now? Working.
I came in April this year.
Okay. So far, what has been your favorite memory or experience at the ranch that you could share with us?
As I said, I really love to be in nature, and out here, that's really a stunning experience. So, and what I every day still impressed of is if you go outside and it's so quiet, you just hear nothing. There is no noise or anything. It's just quiet. And when you and the birds are flying over you, you hear their wings in the air. I've never heard this before, and I'm every day still impressed how quiet it is out here. And I love to be around our animals. They are so lovely. Everyone has its own character. It's really, really fun. And we have two little cats, outdoor cats. And when we go for a walk with the dogs, they like to join us. Mm-hmm. And that's so fun every day. Like you go on a walk with two dogs and you have two cats just running behind you like dogs and try to protect you and look in the woods. It's so lovely. And as we said, the wildlife you can see out here. So in the evening, if you look out of the window and you have, I don't know, 10, 15 deers on the grass, or sometimes you hear the coyote in the distance, or even we have one coyote. He likes to walk over the pasture where the horses are. Mm-hmm. And then you can just, yeah, it's beautiful.
Is it open all year, or is it closed in the winter?
Like this winter, we are closed till the end of February, but we open at the 1st of March. Yeah.
It must be very wintry where you are.
It should be, but to be honest, we have almost no snow. We have really? Maybe not even a centimeter now. Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe. They say the last few years it's coming late, maybe in January, February, and then it should. It used to be a lot of snow in the winter, yeah. But it's cold. We have minus 12 degrees at the moment.
That's chilly.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Thank you.
Do you keep are the horses kept up there then in the winter? Or do they move?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are 24 hours in the pasture, and they love it. They could go, we have shelter, but they love to be outside. They're just so used to it. They have I would say they have almost a life like a Mustang still. Like they can walk around all day. They can go to the water. They have food and they can just play together and run around. And yeah, nice That's life awesome. For the horses out here.
Yeah. It sounds lovely for the horses. My horses would have a heart attack.
Yeah, my Florida horses would die in the first day. They would
probably they would have cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Oh, it sounds so wonderful. And I just
horses look like teddy bears. Sorry, I want to say they're so fluffy now.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Yeah. I love when they're that fluffy. So I just think hearing about the ranch and everything that you have to offer, and what a wonderful way to have individuals and family get out of this past faced world that we live in, and just all the benefits that someone can get. I can imagine you get a lot of great experiences and great stories from the guests. Do you have any special stories from a guest that you'd like to share? I'm sure that there's lots of them.
As you said, it's lots of them. As I said in the beginning, like what we like to do is kind of this family feeling here. So when the guests arrive, we ask them if they are open to eat with other guests. So a family style. If not, it's not a problem. Every guest can also have their own table and just be by themselves. That's not an issue. But we try to encourage them to sit together with other guests, and they're really so interesting what kind of people you meet and their stories and what they've done in life, and to talk to them, that's amazing. And I guess the guests really appreciate it too. Sometimes some of the guests are a little shy in the beginning, but then they say they are so happy they tried it and they sat together with the others, and there were friendship growing out here with guests. They're still in contact after they met here. We have single guests coming that just want to take some time for themselves. We have couples, we have families, so it's really nice, and they all interact and connect to each other. I really like that. And so if they leave, most of the guests, they don't want to leave, and really they say they feel like friends or family, and it's hard for them to leave.
Yeah.
And I really like this experience about here, because as you said, in this time we live and everyone is focused on himself and everything is in a rush. And yeah, that's something here. If you come here, you have something for your soul, really.
Yeah.
So listeners have been asking us to clarify what's included in the rate. So the nightly rate, are meals included? What's included in that?
We have two different packages. We have one package where the accommodation and 3 meals a day are included. If you are hungry in between, you can have a snack every time. And then you just pay additional for the activities. I recommend this if you only have 2 nights to stay and just 1 full day and you cannot take all the activities, then maybe take the little package and just book whatever you would like to fit in. If you stay longer, you have time to fill the days. We have the other package where all activities are included. So you can go horseback riding, you can do all the activities, you can do the activities twice if you want to, and that's all included in the stay then.
Okay.
That's great. So how can our audience learn more about you and how to book their stay?
They can visit our website, evranch.com. There you see all the, like you see the packages, all the different rates, what's included, what not, how to find us. And there is an email address where you can contact us. And Kirsten, she's our booking manager and she's happy to assist. And she knows everything. It doesn't matter what question you have, she can help out. And yeah.
Awesome. And you can also find information on you on our website at rideeta.com. And because you are featured as one of our gold members, which I'm very honored to have you. So yes, thank you so much for your time. And it's been lovely talking to you. And I'm just so excited to come visit you in the summer.
Thank you very much. And I'm excited to have you here and show you around.
Yeah, I love it. So we ask all our guests to share your favorite recipe or dish from the ranch that you serve. Our guests, our listeners love to listen to recipes and then try to make them at home. So do you have a favorite recipe or a dish from the ranch that's super popular?
What is super popular with us is that we have once a week, we have Thai night. Maybe I have to explain why the Thai touch is here at Echo Valley Ranch. So the owner, Norm, his wife is from Thailand. And they bought the property and built all the buildings here and built up the ranch together. And that's why it's kind of Western meets Thailand. And we have also a few Thai members, staff members here. They here since the beginning. So, and once a week they do Thai night and they just make delicious, amazing food. Really, it's so, yeah, hard to say in words. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And all the guests, they love the Thai night. My favorites are the spring rolls. I don't know. Okay. Like it's a simple recipe, but I guess still hard to make, but it's just delicious.
Awesome. Awesome. That's such a unique experience to have that influence there on a ranch. Yes. How incredible for people and guests to come.
And we have the recipe from them for the best spring rolls ever. And we'll put that in the show notes as well. Actually, it doesn't look that hard to make.
No, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, it doesn't look that hard to make. So we'll put the recipe in there for those.
Yeah, I love Thai food, so I'm all about it.
Well, that was fun. When I looked at Google Maps, this is in the country, in the base of the foothills and the mountains there. And when you see the pictures on the website, this is just a beautiful place. It's pretty remote, and I can see why, you know, that's the appeal, because it is pretty remote. And then you go up the road and the only other things up there are other ranches like this. So I don't think they're all open to the public. I think there are other ranches. Yeah. But there's no developments there. You won't find developments like in Ocala. It's just
no
ranches. Yeah. She talked about the spring rolls. I've never made these, but let's go over it a little bit. It has onions and sliced carrots and sliced cabbage, of course, rice noodles, soy sauce, salt, pepper, and then your spring roll paper, which you can buy. And that's it. Mm-hmm. That's all that's to this. You mix all the ingredients together. You add the soy sauce and you put it in the spring rolls and then you fry them. And you could air fry these too. I've been really big on my air fryer lately. But just because I felt like I was wasting so much oil with...
Yeah.
With deep frying, because I'd use it once or twice and then it'd sit for 3 months. So.
Exactly. I have to get back into air frying. I went on a kick like a year ago and now I've gotten out of it. But this was a great recipe to try.
Yeah, it's a perfect one to try. We use it for everything. We cooked we just got a turkey breast. We didn't get a whole turkey and we cooked that in the air fryer this year at Thanksgiving and it came out perfect.
I bet.
Crispy on the outside, super moist on the inside. It's just like deep frying it. We used to deep fry the turkeys. until I almost burnt the house down. And then we don't do that anymore. So I was pretty close.
That's probably wise.
Actually. It was pretty close. It was like 2 degrees away from an explosion. So they didn't let me have my toy anymore. They took it away.
So well, now they you took have an my air fryer. Oil.
So no I feel much better about the air fryer.
Yes.
I doubt it's going to blow up. As a matter of fact, I bought one for somebody for Christmas. We have the Instapot air fryer, which does 6 different things. I love that because it's only one thing in your kitchen. And I was down visiting Dr. Wendy, who the listeners all know, and in Sarasota when we were doing Radiothon. By the way, she loves your show. She listens to the travel show, and she said, I just love that show. And Dr. Wendy used to travel a lot. So she would love this recipe, actually. And so I bought them one because they have never used an air fryer. And I said, yeah, you got to try it. So I bought them one. So we'll see how they like it.
Yeah.
But
well, this is a perfect recipe then for them to try.
Yes. Well, you're going to be home over the holidays. Get the air frying.
I will.
Get her done.
Yep.
And of course, we talk a lot about where places people can travel. But tell us a little bit about the Equestrian Travel Association, what they can find on there as their guide to where to go.
Sure. So the Equestrian Travel Association was founded by myself. We represent businesses that uphold to a highest standard of horse care and customer service in the equestrian travel industry. And how it kind of came about was I was building my bodywork business and I wasn't riding. And so I was going off to these places for day trips or even multi-day trips. And I was having wonderful experiences at a lot of them and having not so great experiences at others, you know, mostly towards the horse care side of things. And that's so disappointing to go to a place and then feel heavy in your heart leaving when the horses aren't being taken care of to a standard of care that you know they should be. So we developed the association, and then we have the Equestrian Travel Guide where consumers can find all these equestrian travel vacation spots or day trips where you know that these businesses uphold to the highest standard of customer care and horse welfare. So that's at rideeta.com, and they can discover amazing opportunities and start planning their next journey.
Yeah, it's disappointing when you do travel. We've done 6 horse lovers cruises now. And when you go to the Caribbean, you know, there are horse riding places you want to go to and then ones you don't.
Right.
And we're very selective about which ones we recommend. And, you know, then we don't recommend the others. It's because you get there and all you do is feel sick to your stomach the whole time.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, for the average, you know, for the person who isn't in the horse world or, you know, like you and I or experienced with horses, if they just want to have, you know, go ride on the beach for, and they've never been on a horse, they don't really know what they're looking for or what it should be. Right. So it's always, I just think it's really great to have this guide for people to then know what they're picking a place with that they can be guaranteed that the horses are taken care of. Yeah.
Or is Disney World Stables in there yet?
Not yet.
Oh, we got to get them in there.
Yeah.
They do. We're friends with them. We've done shows down there with them.
Oh, we should.
They, you know, nobody takes care of their horses better than they do.
Oh, I know. I know.
They live in a palace pretty much.
I know. Yes.
But yeah, we have to get them on there because you can go trail riding there and it is a lot
absolutely.
Of fun. We've done it a couple times. We've done the carriages there. They're just good people, and they want to see you have a good time, too. We'll have to get them. I'll work on that.
All right, you work on that.
My mission. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate it. We hope you all have a terrific holiday and are enjoying your – I know a lot of you will have the week off. I guess Christmas is over at this point, so I will say Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to you, Megan.
Yes, Happy New Year, and I hope you had a great Christmas. Until next time, saddle up, explore the world, and may your travels be filled with hooves and happiness.